Today's daf was Yuma daf Yudalid. So on the top of daf Yudalid Amar Aleph, we continue the discussion about the Kohen Gadol who is an Onain, whether he's allowed to be Makrev or not, whereas the Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, the way we understood Rabbi Yehuda is that he made a Gzeira that a Kohen Gadol is an Onain is not allowed to be Makrev, lest he come to eat from the Karban. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, does Rabbi Yehuda make such Gzeiros? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda hold that we even prepare a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol in case his wife dies and then he's going to need to do the Avoda? But if his wife dies and he does the Avoda, he's an Onain. I thought Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow Kohen Gadol is known in to do the avoda. So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Yom Kippur, nobody is eating, so there's no reason to make a gzeira that he might come to eat, because nobody in the world is eating. No Jews are eating. But on a regular day, everybody else is eating, he might forget and he might come to eat. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, does he even become an onein on Yom Kippur anyway? Because after all, if his wife dies, the way we had discussed in yesterday's daf, he had worked it out to divorce her in case she dies. So she'll be divorced l'mafreya, and therefore it will turn out that they were never married, that they're not even married at the time, so he never became a nonin. So Gemara says, yeah, but the Isra of Achilas Kachim would still apply to him, because that's true de Milo Mitrid, even though he may not be technically related to her anymore, but if he was married to her for all this time and then she dies, of course it's going to be something that causes him a great deal of Agmas Nefesh, and that alone is going to passel him from eating Kachim. The Mishnah tells us that the Kohen Gadol throughout the 7 days of preparation for Yom HaKippurim is allowed to do all the avodos. He's Zorik the Dam of the Karban Tamid, he's Makti the Ktoris, Mate of Neros, Makrav Visharosh Vesaregel. Every other day throughout the year, if he chooses to, he can. If he chooses to take any portion of Kachim, he can, but he doesn't have to. The Gemara says, well, wait a second, it seems that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva, because if we're going to allow the Kohen Gadol to be Makriv throughout these 7 days, that means he's not Tame throughout these 7 days. Rabbi Akiva holds he will be Tame throughout these 7 days, because Rabbi Akiva holds that anyone, any Tohar person who gets the Efer Parah sprinkled on him becomes Tame. And we know that the Kohen Gadol throughout these 7 days has the Efer Parah sprinkled on him each and every day. So didn't he become Tameh, and therefore doesn't that passel him from doing the Avoda? So the Gemara is going to answer on the top of Amud Beis that Abaye says, nah, Rabbi Akiva maybe holds, yeah, he'll become Tameh, but who said that he becomes Tameh early in the day? Maybe they first sprinkle the ashes of the Paraduma on him late in the day, right before Shkia, so he becomes Tameh for the rest of that day. He goes to the mikveh, he has Harav Shemesh, and he's already tar. By that night, next morning, he wakes up and he's primed and ready to do the Avoda. He doesn't remain Tameh the rest of the day. But but before we get there, the Gemara has a discussion of this machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. How does Rabbi Akiva learn that someone who is tahar, that gets the meipara sprinkled on him, becomes tameh? Because the pasuk says vihiza hatahar instead of alav on him, and we know who it's talking about. It says beferish al hatameh. So Rabbi Akiva darshins, oh, must be that when you sprinkle the ashes of Paraduma on someone who's Tameh, he becomes Tahar, but if you sprinkle it on someone who's Tahar, he becomes Tameh. The Rabbanan say, no, that's not what the words Allah Tameh are teaching. The words Allah Tameh are teaching us that if you do a sprinkling on something that could not be mekabel tuma, that is a hazaa psula, and if you had dipped the azov in the water and sprinkled on a behema, for instance, it's such a hazaa psula that if you wanted to then sprinkle, you would need to re-dip the azov. But if you sprinkled it on a person, even though he didn't need the sprinkling, it's not a hazaa psula, and you would not need to re-dip the azov before sprinkling it properly. The Rabbanan say, Rabbi Akiva, you can't be right. It can't be that a Torah person who gets the Efer Parah sprinkled on him becomes Tameh. Because after all, the Efer Parah is a Metaher. It's Metaher Tameh people. It's totally illogical to assume that it's going to be Metameh, a Torah person. Rabbi Akiva says, exactly, it's illogical. And that's why Shlomo Melech says, Amarti Achma Vihirichokim Meni. The Rabbanan say, no, Amarti Achma Vihirichokim Meni is a different din. That's about the fact that even though the guy who does the sprinkling and the guy who gets sprinkled on is Tahar, someone who carries it is Tameh. The Gemara says, what? The guy who does the sprinkling is Tahar? The Pasuk says Beferish, that someone who does the Umazeme Hanida Yechabes Begadav becomes Tameh. The Rabban says, yeah, yeah, but that Pasuk is not talking about the guy who does the sprinkling. Umaza over there means the guy who carries it, someone who actually carries the Efer Parah, it calls him a Mazeh because he's only Tameh if he carries a Shir Hazaa, the amount that is necessary to do a Hazaa from. The Gemara then raises a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Maseches Tamid in terms of the order of which came first, the Ketores or the Neros, or the cleaning out the Neros of the menorah. In our Mishnah it says the Ketores came first, in Tamid it says the other way around. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's because our Mishnah was taught by a different Tana, was taught by Rabbi Shimon HaMitzvah, and the Mishnah in Tamid was not, was taught by a different Tana. Then the Gemara says, okay, but even within Mishnayis in Yuma we have a stira, because we find later on in the Masechta when we discuss the different payasos, the different raffles that they would do to decide who gets to do what in the Beis HaMikdash. So first it discusses the menorah, and then it discusses the ketores. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the menorah, the cleaning out the menorah, was divided into two parts. There was cleaning out the first five candles, then they would stop and do something else, either be Maktir the Ketores or do the Avodas Hadam of the Karban Tamid, and then they would do the Atava Shtei Neros. So the menorah comes both before and after the Ketores, if you assume that the Ketores broke up, was what they did in between the Atava Chamesh Neros and the Atava Shtei Neros.